Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. The Prime Minister's requested all Australian flags be flown at half-mast today to pay tribute to those lost in the Bondi Junction attack at the weekend. Six people were killed in the horrific shopping centre incident on Saturday, five of them women. Well, they're still concerned for eight others who remain in hospital, some in critical conditions in the ICU. The killer, 40-year-old Joel Couchy, was shot dead by police at the scene. And Anthony Albanese's told Nine last night, anyone feeling burdened with grief from the tragedy should make sure they're getting some help.
It's important over coming days that people be allowed to express their grief. One of the messages that we need to send out is that if people need support, they reach out. It's not a sign of weakness. It is a necessary part of health care.
Federal court will reveal the verdict of Bruce Lerman's defamation case against Channel 10 today. Lerman claims the network and journalist Lisa Wilkinson defamed him during an interview with Brittany Higgins, the woman who accused him of rape. A trial over that alleged rape never concluded, though, due to concerns for Miss Higgins' mental health. Canberra's probe into supermarket prices continues today with evidence from the ACTU. The union's accusing the big chains of hiking prices like a rocket when the cost of goods increased, but dropping prices like a feather when prices come down. Wants to see a permanent price commission established to keep an eye on costs. And scientists say they've discovered up to three new species of giant kangaroo, which may have roamed Australia more than 40,000 years ago.